The Persian Gulf island of Bahrain has long been a close U.S. ally. The Fifth Fleet is headquartered there, and its base is home to some 4,000 Americans. But as with elsewhere in the Arab world, anti-American sentiment has reached an all-time high, fueled by anger over U.S. support of Israel and fears of a U.S. invasion of Iraq. From Bahrain's capital, Manama, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
In a dusty village outside the capital, the Jumaa family mourns the death of their 23-year-old son, Mohammed, the lone victim of a clash between police and anti-American demonstrators last April. The march was held outside the U.S. Embassy to protest American support for Israel during the Israeli invasion of the West Bank last spring. Mohammed's father, Ahmed, says his son was killed by a rubber bullet fired by police when the protest turned violent. He says he's proud that his son died for the Palestinian cause. We don't hate the Americans or the Israelis, says Jumaa, but we hate their inhumane policies towards the Palestinians. The walls of the Jumaa's village bear signs of those sentiments. Freshly painted graffiti reads, "America plus Israel equals terrorism." Such outbursts used to be rare in this traditionally pro-American country. Many Bahrainis have been educated in the States, and many, like businessman Hamad Abul, say they have long admired American values and principles.
We are born and brought up pro-American.
But now most Bahrainis, like Abul, share a deep disillusionment with the Bush administration's foreign policy. Many say they feel as though the U.S. is totally disregarding Arab concerns through what they call its blind support for Israel. Orthopedic surgeon Ali El Aradi says people here feel insulted by the U.S. government's attitude towards Arabs.
They are utilizing our land, our sea, our wealth. And in spite of that, they are abusing us by supporting our enemy against us and accusing us of exporting terrorism to the whole world.
Many Bahrainis say any U.S. attack on Iraq would only fan the flames of anti-American sentiment. In the 1991 Gulf War, Bahrainis were fully supportive of the U.S.-led effort to expel Saddam Hussein's forces from Kuwait. But these days, most Bahrainis say they would oppose any new U.S. attack on Iraq. Not because they support Saddam Hussein, they say, but because they no longer view him as a threat. And, many add, they fear the chaos that may be triggered by a war. Anwar Abdulrahman is managing director of the Bahraini daily, Akhbar al-Khalij.
The question comes from the Arab point of view. The Saddam is toppled. What will be the future of Iraq? Will it be divided to three zones? Dismantling a nation is not a good news.
Bahrain's king, Sheikh Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, has said publicly that he too opposes a strike on Iraq. He has not indicated, however, whether he would allow the U.S. to use its Bahrain base in support of a campaign in Iraq. But most here, like Anwar Abdulrahman, say in the event of war, the king would have no choice.
We are a very small country. The United States is a very powerful country. We can't do anything.
Their leaders' unwillingness to challenge the U.S. is generating resentment here. Some say they expect more anti-American demonstrations if war breaks out. And increasingly, Bahrainis are questioning the value of America's military presence, long considered essential to Bahrain's security. Businessman Hamad Abul.
We want the American presence as a stabilizing agent, but now it is a disturbing agent.
The government insists that its commitment to hosting the U.S. military is unwavering, but Abdulaziz bin Mubarak Al Khalifa, an assistant undersecretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says America's policies are putting the Bahraini government in an awkward position, especially, he adds, as it prepares to hold the country's first parliamentary elections in over 30 years.
And then what do I tell my people? When I'm asked tomorrow, I have elections and I have an elected parliament. They're going to question my foreign policy. They're going to say, why is the government being so friendly to the United States, who's willing to attack another Arab country when there are Palestinians' lives being lost?
Mubarak says he'll tell Bahrainis the alliance with the U.S. is very important and must be sustained, but he says he doubts that people will be convinced. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Manama, Bahrain.